You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Nathan Zagura alongside the voice of the Cleveland Browns from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Jim Donovan filling in for the notorious VIC Vic Carucci today. We already are talking about some of the free agency frenzy. We're going to get to your phone calls in a second. But, Jim, there was a statement made by the agent of Alex Mack yesterday to Peter King, and it is as follows. Quote, I'm confident we can come up with a structure that would have a reasonable likelihood to not be matched by the Browns and would be in full compliance with the collective bargaining agreement.
Let's do a disclaimer on this. Peter King's agent is the same agent.
And he says that in his article. All right, all right, true.
The Mac thing is a puzzling thing, and it can become a real pensive thing to watch happen because it's not done yet. I mean, we don't know definitely he's here. Now, that's troubling. That can keep you awake at night. Okay, because I think last week a lot of us were just under the impression, all right, transition tag, okay, it will be tough to match that. You know, maybe,
sure.
you know, we'll have 5 days if somebody does it. He'll be back here for a year. And
sure,
maybe we
at
try,
a minimum.
Maybe we take another whack at trying to get a long-term deal done with him. But it's not done yet. I mean, we don't know, you know, it hasn't been played out that we know that number 55 is going to be back in the middle of the Browns offensive line. So, I mean, you know, that does raise your eyebrows because you can probably, you know, you're going at all this strategy of, all right, we need a safety, we need a corner, what do we do here? Maybe we go get a wide receiver to play with Josh Gordon and things like that. And suddenly you may need a center.
Right, which could be a big hole if, for example, De La Puente is taken off the market or Evan Dietrich Smith is taken off the market early. It could leave a big hole for the Browns.
I mean, suddenly are you... You know, that, I mean, I like John Greco. Don't get me wrong. Great guy. You know, another local guy, Boardman guy. I mean, you know, I like that. But can John Greco, you know, can he move over there and play?
And then who's playing guard? We already need a guard as it is.
So that Mac thing, you know, that's a little bit of a chop in the water right now that you say, wow, I hope this thing gets settled. And I hope that that's just, you know, talk out there that you can, hey, I can get a deal here, you know,
right,
that you'll have a hard time matching.
Right. In theory, the Browns probably hope that he signs a deal that they then match and that somebody else has done their negotiating mm-hmm. for them, and the long-term deal with Mack is signed and he's a Brown for the future. But Ian Rappaport reported today that if Eugene Monroe, the left tackle, and the Ravens, who are trying to get their deal done, don't, they're going to take that money to go and put an offer together for Mack.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Rappaport thinks it could be tough for the Browns to match.
Now, I will tell you this. I thought Baltimore had a real problem at center last year.
Huge.
I thought when Matt Burke retired after they won the Super Bowl, I thought that, you know, that guy, you know, they just did not fill that spot. Now, I know they had a lot of spots to fill with the losses that they incurred after the Flacco deal and after they lost a lot because of the payroll situation there. But I'll tell you what, that center spot was a problem for them all year long. And I know Ray Rice had an off year, but some of that might have been attributed to the problems they had on the inside of that offensive line.
Right, and it disappointed. And I'll tell you what, I can say this to you, Browns fans, with 100% certainty, that keeping Alex Mack is the number one priority of this front office and that they will fight to keep Alex Mack here. But we will ask Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun about that when we go around the league around 1:45. I don't like, and I understand the agent is doing the posturing for the player.
Mm-hmm.
You'd want to, I want to hear, because I support the Browns, obviously, a little bit more love. It's almost like, listen, we're going to figure a way to get Alex Mack out of Cleveland, out of that abyss. And I don't think that's the right way to look at it. If you're Alex Mack, you have an opportunity, I think, to stay here, be a part of a turnaround, and be a guy who's probably the highest paid or amongst the highest paid players at his position for a long time.
Well, it'd be also interesting to hear from Alex Mack in the sense that I know Alex did a lot of personal investigative work on what the situation is here. You know,
sure,
kind of a meet and greet, right, with all the new people here. And I thought it was a very intelligent thing to do because he's an intelligent guy.
Yep.
I mean, when you talk to him, I mean, if we play NFL Team Jeopardy, I want him on my club.
Smart,
I mean, he's a
tough,
smart guy, and
yes,
he didn't go into it just with dollar figures. He said, hey, listen, I'd like to know what we're doing here.
Which is fair. There's been some turmoil.
I think more players should do it.
Right.
But it would be interesting to hear if he liked what he heard.
I certainly hope he did. He's the right center to be in Kyle Shanahan's
office. I'll tell you this, though, Nathan. You mentioning about him possibly going to the Ravens, my goodness.
It'll be a war. That's not happening.
I know, but that would be a double shot to the gut there.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about it anymore. Okay. We're going back to the phones now. Drew in Aurora, it is Free Agency Tuesday. How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing good. Mr. Donovan, I have to tell you, out of all the 14 cities I lived in when growing up, you, by far, are the best play-by-play guy I've ever heard on the
radio.
Oh,
Drew, thank you very, very much.
Good words.
Out of all the free agents there are out there right now, Dante Whitner, done deal for me. One name that came up I thought about, which may bring some eyebrows raised, Carlos Dansby of Arizona.
And let me just say this right now, literally, because that's what's happening on a day like this. Ian Rappaport 1 minute ago saying, quote, the Browns have emerged as the team to beat for Carlos Dansby per source. Titans, Cardinals feel they are out. And we know that he turned down about a 2-year, $10 to $12 million deal for the Cardinals to hit the market, if that in fact is the case. Dansby again, and again, I think this is going to speak to something that Ray Farmer, if this turns out to be true, Carlos Dansby would come in and would start right away. Last year, Pro Football Focus, number 5 rated inside linebacker. He was also last year the second, third rated linebacker in terms of coverage, just behind Derek Johnson, the perennial Pro Bowler for Kansas City, right, and Kiko Alonso, who emerged as a superstar for the Buffalo Bills.
And played for our head coach.
Again, this look seems to me like a guy who could be a 2-year type of a guy. Help bridge the team. You're going to draft an inside linebacker, bring in a young guy, maybe even if Arthur Motes comes in, and have that transition. I don't mind this because clearly this team is saying there's going to be a balance between constantly building for the future and winning now, which is good because your window is so short in the NFL. You never know when you strike gold and have a chance to do it. And if it is a 2-year type of a deal, which is what I'd expect, it'll come off the books when 3 people need to be re-upped.
Now, it's one thing to be young, okay? But it's another thing to be insanely young that you cannot win on Sunday afternoons because you don't have enough guys that know how to win.
Right.
Now, they can win on Saturdays, okay? But it doesn't mean they're going to win on Sunday. So you definitely need guys that can do that. A guy like Dansby, if you're going to lose a guy like DaQuell Jackson, which they have, you know, you could all of a sudden take a look at that and say, my goodness, we could be incredibly young now at linebacker again because Mingo's going to play.
Sure.
All right, and you've got other projects out there that can play. We're not talking about Hughes and we're not talking about Billy Winn and these guys as tested veterans who have been a part of a lot of wins here. You could be insanely young. So you're right. I mean, I think there has to be a blend here of enough veteran guys but who still have enough gas left in the tank
to
contribute and play.
Sure.
And to make, you know, to make their message really resound with their play on the field, not just words, but, hey, watch me, and these young guys watch them. So you're right. I mean, these guys have to be sprinkled in.
And what I like about Carlos Dansby in particular is he is a nasty man.
He is.
He will bring some, if all of a sudden you bring in Bird or Whitner on the back end and Dansby, you're bringing in some nastiness, some competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And for a team who we talked about, and I've lamented it on this show, how the inside linebackers of this team were constantly burned in coverage last year, to get a guy like Dansby who led all linebackers with 4 interceptions, led all linebackers with 10 pass breakups, that would be a massive addition to this defense. And that's a big reason why we couldn't get off the field on third down last year.
Right. The other thing, too, is that I worried about this as I watched the Browns play defensively through the years. Nathan, I know you're a consummate stat guy. Is there ever a stat that says where those linebackers make the tackle?
How many yards down the field?
Because I tell you what, you know, you can talk about sacks, okay, and sometimes it's not a true telling stat, but tackles can definitely not be an honest stat, too. Where are they making the tackle? Are they getting dragged down the field? They make the tackle, but did they make it where they made the contact, or did they get dragged? And that's another big thing on third down. Getting off the field.
For sure. And you have to be able to cover.
But
you need a linebacker who can cover. And Dansby, to answer your question, because it is a valid one. So last year, Craig Robertson had 35 stops.
Yeah.
That is a tackle near the line of scrimmage, then 2 yards of the line of scrimmage. DaQuell Jackson had 44. Carlos Dansby, 63, fifth in the league. So not only can he play, this is why the guy's a very well-regarded. A guy who's 32 is going to get $5-plus million a year because he can play the run, he can play the pass, and he's nasty. He's a nasty guy. That would be one of my favorite signings. And then draft a younger athlete to groom. We've also heard they like Darius Eubanks as a guy who can be groomed to play that sideline to sideline. You bring in Arthur Motes, he's 25, 26 years old. you have that there, and I don't mind that at all.
Now, Nathan, one more thing as we, you know, get set to do this at 4 o'clock. And incidentally, I'm not going to watch the Ellen DeGeneres show today at 4 o'clock. I am going to be glued to what's going to happen here in Berea, okay? Now, I just want to ask you this. There will be links. Okay, now we have to watch here. This is a new coaching staff. There'll be links. I mean, coaches get comfortable with players, and sometimes they go and they reach and they bring a player that they know, right, from their past, from where they've come from last or where they came from two stops ago, and they get the opportunity to do that. So we've got, you know, we've got Shanahan now here from Washington and where he was in Houston. We've got Patton here from Buffalo and with the Jets before that. You know, you got to, and, you know, of course, Jim O'Neill comes here from Buffalo. You got to watch if these guys now start to draw on some past relationships and connections with players. Right.
Of course. We'll see. Now, people will say, the one thing that's interesting about Dansby, people will say, so you're getting rid of a 30-year-old linebacker for a 32-year-old linebacker, but to me it's about the skill set and what he fits, and it would have to be a short-term deal. That would have to be the way that it all plays out. When we come back, Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram joins us on a fantasy, not fantasy, but a free agency frenzy edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
It's whatever you want it to be. Really.
It is kind of fantasy football. It is the one day a year that there is fantasy football in the NFL. Just for the black sea, told me she wanted the world to know, so she makes me laugh.